This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
I mean, this game, I think about when I was in Philly in 2022. Obviously made a long run. I think you need some things to go your way. Like, that's just kind of how it goes. Something, and sometimes the ball bounces your way and sometimes it doesn't, man. But for us, I think all we've been doing is just kind of controlling our belief and controlling what we can control. And that's all we can do, man. I think, you know, there's going to be things, adversity that we didn't overcome, whether, you know, you don't get a call or, you know, something just doesn't go your way. You got to be able to overcome it. But I think for the most part, man, we've held so steady on kind of what's happening with us right now and what we can control week in and week out. And that's the reason that we're here. And there was no one looking around the league, seeing what's happening. There's nothing like that. We were controlling what we can control. And I think that's why we're in the position right now, for sure.
Bears middle linebacker TJ Edwards talking about the good and the bad of the Bears' defense as they get ready to take on Jordan Love and the Packers again in the playoffs. This is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We are glad you are with us at 325. If you have been missing your best bets and your wagertainment, Joe Ostrowski is going to join us at 325. 325. So be ready. He will be here for that. This defense got some good news today, Speaks.
Okay, it did with the injury report. Kyler Gordon, full participant.
No designation.
No designation at
all. Wait, let me make sure. I want to make sure.
No, questionable. I thought it was questionable.
Questionable. Full participation, but questionable.
Okay.
And that's a ramp up from where he was limited participation. And Braxton Jones is in the same boat, where it's full participation but listed as questionable.
Nick McLeod, also full participation. I forget if there was a designation there, but both those guys can play nickel. C.J. Gardner-Johnson's not going to be in this game.
Yeah, C.J. Gardner-Johnson's concussion was one of the scariest ones I've seen since Tua.
Had trouble walking off and then stopped and was pointing in the wrong direction.
Yeah, it's really terrifying stuff. I hope that he's okay. And they've got three guys that are dealing with that too. So hopefully those guys are going to be all right. But the idea that you would even have, let's say you've got Kyler for.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
15 plays. That's better than what you had. And I know that part sucks, and It sucks for people like us that are huge Kyler Gordon fans, and we're like applauding when they gave him the money. This guy can be a difference maker. So if you've only got him for 15 plays on Saturday, so be it. You've got other guys that are having issues, and you need as many bodies as you can throw at the Packers as possible.
So the nickel, the fifth defensive back, when he plays, that means there's only two linebackers that play. And Nick McLeod is also a nickel, has been the backup. So now you've got both those guys that you can use in place of C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And when you use them, you'll only use your two backers. You could not use them if you wanted to stop the run more and use three linebackers, in which case that would probably be DeMarco Jackson. Since Noah Sewell got hurt, the first time when Noah Sewell got hurt, they never went to three linebackers. The rest of that game was a San Francisco game. But in the Detroit game, they did use three linebackers on 12 snaps. DeMarco Jackson was in there along with the mainstays. TJ Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds. But those are the two main guys, and the two guys, frankly, who are most responsible to stop the run, to make one-on-one tackles, or at least the support tackles. And sometimes it's the running back. Sometimes it's a running back when they catch something short in the flat. Like, linebackers rack up tackles because they're in that space where the short runs and the short passes go.
I've heard Lance Briggs say that if you just rally to the ball, you can end up with 8-9 tackles. If you just rally to the ball on every play as a linebacker, that can happen. The thing that I hope that Kyler is full go, and it's going to be difficult for that to be the case because obviously he hasn't been playing, and I know that they've been trying to do conditioning stuff with him, but it's not the same as gameplay and as we've been talking about, like regulating heart rate and all of that stuff. But when Kyler Gordon is healthy, one of the things that he allows you to do is to stay in nickel and not worry about the run because he is someone that plays run support really well. He is a guy that goes out there and tackles. He is not afraid of contact. And when you add that with his athleticism at the nickel position, able to play the slot, which means you're going to be directionally challenged as a DB and also move outside if need be. There's a reason why everyone got excited about the idea of Dennis Allen plus Kyler Gordon.
Yeah, and it's not just because of what he can do in coverage. It's because of how he can support in the run game like you're talking about. It should be said that the middle linebacker, one who's got the green dot and is supposed to get all the tackles, and the way Briggs talked about it is certainly helpful. That guy's got to be really good. And if he's not, there's a whole bunch of plays where it can get exposed, and we feel like that's been happening this year to TJ Edwards.
TJ Edwards, and this goes back a ways, too. Like, this goes back to the stumble bump. Let's go all the way back there, okay? They knew that TJ Edwards, the Lions knew that he would bite up on a run fake, and it has been part of his like player profile. He wants to make plays, right? So he wants to get downhill.
That's a good thing though, Lawrence.
It is. It's a great thing to have, but it can be exploited. And it was exploited on the stumble bump. And remember where Ben got the stumble bump from. They had seen it from the Packers doing it to the Bears.
When it was a real fumble.
So you now have two other teams picking on TJ Edwards because of his propensity to want to come up and try and make a play in the run game. And he's been caught a bunch of times this year where he's taken that first step and not being able to recover. And when Matt Bowen breaks down how much stuff has been done from a zone perspective, forget about man, that receivers are finding the soft spot right behind the linebackers and they are making plays.
So you've got TJ biting up on run fakes like you're talking about, and other instances too in coverage like you referenced. And I got to say, the guy who's really been on this for weeks and weeks and weeks is our man Alex Kuhn. Alex Kuhn has been like, oh, TJ bit again. Did you see that? In the group thread during a game, sending cut-ups in the group thread, sending tape, because some of the tape breaker downers that you watch and follow are all over TJ Edwards, aren't they?
Yeah, and you can see it. You guys see the cut-ups, you guys watch the game, and it's easy to see live. But I think the thing that, as Lawrence just said, the thing that's most surprising is he seems like, you almost liken it to a hitter that's caught in between, where they're late on the fastball, and they're slow to react to the curveball. Now, the fastball is, you expect him, TJ Edwards, to come downhill on his run fits. And as the tape showed against Detroit, he was very hesitant, both in the run game and in the pass game, and they took advantage of it. So when you saw DeMarco Jackson out there, he was at least a little bit more sure of his reads and where he was going.
He had more conviction. I love your comp, not just because I'm a baseball guy, but I love your comp of being in between. Because a lot of times when that happens, and we saw it happen with Seiya Suzuki multiple times, and he would have to get sat down to kind of reset the mentality of it. If you think you're a little slow with your bat speed, then you're really worried about the heater, and you have it in your head even when you're trying to sit back, so you get caught in between. I think TJ has never been lightning quick in terms of the athleticism as compared to some others, and now there's been some injuries and there's some age, so I think TJ knows he's not quite as quick and effective, and that can make you a little slow in the same way.
Where you're like playing slower, it's not just actual speed, you're playing slower.
And that can make you think slower, and I feel like that's what we saw. And the one that we just watched of Jameson Williams being open right there behind the line of scrimmage on third and short, and he's standing there, and TJ sees him open but doesn't go to him because he's thinking about something else, and he's trying to play it down the middle. He's caught in between.
It seems like he's caught in between. And then you add in, like, it's a whole season and it's a lot of injuries. They've got a couple of guys on their defense that are like this right now. Jalen's another one where you'd rather have him than not. You'd rather have him out there than not. But between him and TJ and Kyler, you've got three guys that are working through like injury stuff along with everything else. And so it makes you just, each guy makes you just a little bit slower, a little bit less able to react in some of those moments.
And in a cumulative game where everything adds up on a team defense.
And it can end up being one play that is the difference between you winning and losing. And that urgency that might manifest itself as anxiety, that's the type of thing that Kurt was talking about. That's the type of thing that Patrick was talking about. That's the type of thing that Matt Forte was talking about.
Yeah.
That's the type of thing that Matt Bowen was talking about. That all of those things in a playoff situation get you sent home. It's not like playing in week 14 and being like, well, we just have to clean up A, B, C, and D.
Mm-hmm.
It's, oh, you allowed that to happen?
Yeah.
Well, now you're going home and you're sitting there with trying to figure out how you got to this point.
Would you guys like to take a guess at the peak performance age of NFL linebackers?
26.
On the button. 26 is the peak performance age of NFL linebackers.
TJ's 30?
29. The decline happens historically.
Quick, man.
The decline happens at the age of 30. Linebackers perform at an elite level historically within the 25 to 28 range.
And you're talking about ideally someone that's not had injuries. And this has been a rough season for TJ when it comes
sure.
to injuries.
So look, he's 29. I think there'll be competition for his job next year.
There should be.
And maybe DeMarco Jackson is part of that competition. But here you are. It's freaking Packers week. Dennis Allen, who just yesterday was talking about how the cornerbacks are just playing better than Tyrique Stevenson. That's just it. Dennis Allen believes in TJ Edwards. And I've made the other baseball comp to go with Alex's caught in between. That TJ's like a hitter who's not hitting well enough to deserve to be towards the top of the lineup, but is still being left there. He's your green dot.
You can't have
two guys with the green dot who can call defenses, right?
He's a really smart player, though. Like, and I get it. I get that even if we're looking at this from the standpoint of like diminished skills, he's really smart. He gets you in your stuff, but at some point that dam breaks. When you've got so many of these guys working through stuff, and this is part of the reason that the playoffs can be so brutal, because you don't have better options necessarily, and you know that you might be sending guys out there that are playing at 75%. Do they have the mental acuity to close that gap a little bit? Now, TJ, I think, is a player that does. Jalen is a player that does. Like, they know stuff, but they've got it. They're out there with a lot of guile. Sonic boom! A lot of guile.
And they got to be really sure of themselves.
Absolutely.
And maybe because of the injuries, TJ is not. To clarify the question I just asked out loud, more than one player can have the green dot. A team usually names a primary player and either one or two backups in the green dot role. And if the primary player leaves the field for injury or substitution, a designated alternate can take over as long as the umpire is notified.
Edmonds has the other dot, right? I think he has the other dot.
Okay, so Tremaine could just move over.
Yeah.
And you could put DeMarco out there. But I don't know that we've seen those two as a tandem in the nickel. I'd have to look more specifically on a snap-to-snap basis to see if that's possible. But and it's a little scary to be talking about this kind of change at such an important spot at this point, 2 days before a playoff game.
I think that your point of view on getting DeMarco Jackson out there in what are, like, you're kind of forced to do it if Kyler is not 100%. And none of us would expect, right, that he's 100%. You would need him out there in what you would deem rundowns. But that has to, you have to sustain that. You have to earn it. You have to earn making sure that you're winning those quote-unquote rundowns if you're the Bears to keep you out of some of these situations.
Yeah.
And maybe you're blitzing in some of those situations too. They want to be as football people would say, they want to be as multiple and versatile as they can be defensively. And they want to, even if they're showing a 4-3 look, they want to show that look and not be 100% tell that they are just run defending, that they maybe will send DeMarco or TJ or Tremaine to go and get the quarterback on some of those looks.
Every time I bring up the draft needs, first of all, most people say, shut the hell up. It's a playoff game. We're in the playoffs. We got time to do that.
We have a lot of time.
And then other people like Lawrence Holmes tell me what they need. What do they need for draft?
A defensive end and corner.
Yeah.
And keep drafting and them.
Okay. So, yeah, and I agree. They need an edge rusher and they need a cover corner. I agree. How about a great middle linebacker? Can I interest you?
That's not high on my list.
Round three, round four?
Okay.
Well, I mean, what if there's one that you love? The Lions took Jack Campbell and Jahmyr Gibbs, and everybody laughed at him. And both those guys are Pro Bowls and Pro Bowlers.
Okay.
And more.
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. How would you feel? I mean, it's like a Roquan thing all over again, right?
Who went to the Pro Bowl this year?
Yeah, he did. Of course he did.
Again.
Yeah. And now he might be one of those guys who ages okay. Maybe.
He might. And I mean, he's...
It's hard, though.
And he's another one of those, like, next-level thinkers at the position.
My top five draft needs, since no one asked for it. Edge rusher, cover corner, middle linebacker.
I don't think at that time Ballard was in the business of taking an off-the-ball linebacker at eight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, whatever you say, Flus. Huh? How many jobs you had since then, Pally? How many gonna have, buddy boy?
And how many All-Pros is Roquan at?
Yeah, exactly. How about a D-tackle who can get to the quarterback a little bit, too?
Sure.
One of those?
I definitely do, but I am starting with edge rusher.
I know. I moved
on. Corner.
I'm on the top five needs.
I might actually keep doing that.
Edge rusher, corner, and then edge rusher and corner again?
Or corner and edge rusher.
Well, have a middle linebacker, D-tackle, and how about a wide receiver late? Then you trade DJ.
Okay. Maybe a safety.
Also, am I the first one to bring up DJ Moore to Vegas for Max Crosby? Am I the first one to bring that up? I'd like to.
Yeah, wow, never heard that.
Has it come up a lot? Probably. Have you heard the guys heard that one?
I was talking about.
I heard it from you.
Yeah, exactly.
I heard it from you, Dad.
We heard it from watching you. A buddy of mine was a big Steelers fan. And I was watching the game, texting him, and you know, he's talking about TJ Watt's season up and down. He's been hurt, and they're kind of souring on him a little bit. And in Pittsburgh, and
we'll
I was
take
like,
him.
And I sent him the video of DJ on the interception last week. I was like, how about a pick swap and DJ Moore for TJ Watt?
I mean,
DJ for TJ.
The TJ Watt stuff is pretty. There's a pretty real reason why you might not have seen the best version of him.
Yeah.
It's called a collapsed lung.
Yeah,
someone did something and he's going to win a lawsuit at some point. But come on.
I haven't followed that story. How did the lung collapse?
He was getting treatment done and the treatment got a little too invasive.
Wait
and
a minute.
Dry needling.
Yeah.
Isn't that what happened to Tyrod Taylor?
Tyrod, yes.
Tyrod Taylor
that is
before
exactly
the game.
What happened to him. And
way
that's
back.
How the Justin Herbert era started.
Yeah. Man, look at that. Careful of those dry needles out there, folks. I mean, I've said that for years.
And the wet ones aren't that great either.
Yeah, the wet ones probably even more dangerous, to tell you the truth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.